我跟你说，我是说的，是不是？不是，我操！还有在那三十二度开始的太阳，那早上是蛮热的，那时候也差不多了，我去那看一看，啊。So when Joseph had took his father and was fleeing north, he slept and had a dream. He had a dream in which he saw a starlight watching on the earth, and its top reaching to heaven, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. Going forward, 2000 or whatever years, when Jesus spoke to Nathanael, and very soon, I tell you, you will see heaven open, the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Did the Son ever see heaven open, the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man? Have you, you personally, ever seen heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man? The Israelites of Noah had met. They seek to go. And perhaps remind yourself first of the words that you have, the thoughts that you have about those who interpret the Bible to you. It winds up. Here's the scene. Jesus had already told his followers that these angels of God are already following him. And now Jesus finds Philip and says to him, follow me. But he does. So at some point later, we don't know how much later, Philip will tell modern his master, Simon to Nathanael. Now, when you meet up with someone, they might all sorts of things to tell them, the small talk of daily events, the big talk of dreams and emotions, whatever. No reference. Small talk and big talk. Nothing about the job, or the grandchildren, or life events. What Philip had to tell him upon them is news. The source of news. It was a news book, but it's the source of news to shock the jaw and make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. He says, we have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth. Son of Joseph. Moses wrote what the Lord in Isaiah had said to him, I will raise up for them a prophet. That's what Moses said. This is going to be the prophet that Moses is writing, coming in the end time. Another prophet, the great man of Elijah, Elisha, Jeremiah, and Jonah, and all the rest, but they all pointed to the one who was to come. And now Philip says this crazy thing. Think of all the crazy things that people have said. It would be easy to get to do. What are all the crazy things that have said? This thing is way beyond the one that we've been waiting for. The most we've been waiting for the prophet for hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. Philip says, Jesus Christ. Took Nathanael and his far afternoon nap, sitting down under the on his favorite 15 out of the 15. No, Nazareth, can anything do? Can anything do? Come to me. Poor old Philip. He's so excited. He's going to find Nathanael. Can you get to Nazareth? What is it to this prophet? Can anything do? Come to me. See what Philip does. He doesn't drop his head, he doesn't argue, he doesn't try and persuade, all he says is, come and see. Come and see. The angel had earlier said to his brother, please stop, so Philip now says to his brother, come and see. Don't take my word for it, make up your own mind, Mr. Dundee. Come and see yourself. It's a great line. Come and see Jesus. The best way to make a disciple that you ever have seen. Come and see Jesus. the invitation that all the followers of Jesus, all of us, need to be ready to do. Come and see. But quite often, when you tell people that you think it's worth, or when you desperately want that person you love to understand what you understand, to know the love of Christ and the fellowship in the Spirit that God offers all, how often do you think you say, come and see? You might frame the Christian path as going and making disciples. Or you might frame the Christian path as loving your neighbour as yourself. You know, you think, well, that these two things are different. They're both different. How often do you think you say, come and see? The final detail is Philip. I'm sure that Philip thought Jesus was going to make a big impression. Why else would he stop coming through? But what actually happens is so remarkable, even Gabriel's Nathaniel moves to the favourite spot, which says to eat his word, turn away, and not to stop him. Because when Jesus sees Nathaniel, and that comes a serious meeting, pure feeling, must be that all we present, whether it's in our own lives, in our welcome here, in our services, in everything we do, may be loved with all the voice of Jesus saying, I already know you. I know your needs, your fears, and your anxieties. I've seen this beginning in your preaching. I know you. And so just like this, come and see. And by the grace of our brother, especially, you are the Son of God. Like the Samuel, all those who turn to Jesus because he says, I already know you, will see even greater things than that. Which brings us back. Have you seen heaven open? The angels of God ascending and descending in the same way. Jesus is saying that he himself, the Son of God, is the place where we meet heaven, where we meet God. Through him, we do it away from heaven. By him, heaven comes to us, and it goes to heaven. So I say, you have known the presence of God. There have been that moment of comfort when you needed it most. That sense of being loved unconditionally, that seems to know well and captures unaware. You know what? Have you ever just felt and known, just known, that everything would be all right? Do you just spend time face heaven on earth in your friendships, in your relationships? We have known the presence of God. And that is because he was in whom we trust, with his heaven and earth. Those who care to answer the invitation of come and see, do know these things when we choose to recognize them. We know that his promise is not just for a family, it speaks to a plural you, to those there. And to us now, and to all who will come and see. He says that you, all of you, all of us, will see greater things. Those things, he says, will see heaven open, the angels of God ascending and descending, and the Son of Man. To whom we come, to make sure that